Granny Equipment.
Hi, is Clint there?
Just a minute, please. May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, this is Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, just a minute, please.
Thank you.
Hello, it's Clint.
Hi, Clint. This is Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm pretty good. How are you?
Good, good. I'm glad to hear. I know you're busy, so I really don't want to take up too much of your time, but I just wanted to follow up on two of the different things we have. First, we have like a financial offer for you, for your business, and it was based on some past financing you guys did with Case New Holland back in 2012, and we were able to pre-approve your business for equipment financing and working capital for about $250,000. Is there anything that you need right now in the pipeline?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
It's kind of a tough business environment, so we're not spending much.
Oh, that
not
makes sense.
Anything we don't have to.
Yeah, I definitely hear you. And then the other thing is, so I see you guys do like a lot of equipment and you serve farmers in the tri-state area. Do you guys offer financing in-house over there?
No.
No. Do you,
we finance it through a couple of our credit companies.
Okay, okay. And then do your customers ever like run into issues getting getting financed?
Not very often.
Okay.
If they do, we're generally better off not doing business with them.
I guess I can understand that. But we do equipment financing. So if you guys ever run into anyone, we could probably help out those customers of yours.
Well, let me have you talk to my brother Steve. He's a guy. He's a sales manager.
Okay.
He's a guy that works with financing that stuff.
Perfect.
Hang on a second, Olivia.
Okay, thanks so much.
I guess I'll put you back on hold so you can pick up.
Okay, no worries.
Steve.
Hey, Steve. This is Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good.
Good. I was just talking to Clint very briefly. Basically, just letting him know that our bank does equipment financing and working capital. And I don't know if the farmers that you guys work with ever run into issues getting financed for the equipment that you guys sell. But if they do, we could probably finance them. So I just wanted to see if there was anyone in your pipeline that needed help out right now, or if you guys were interested in having us as an alternate resource for your customers.
Usually the ones that I can't get financed, you don't want.
Well, we do. We work with creditors A to D and even bankruptcies. So we have so many different programs here. We've gotten people approved before that they thought they couldn't get approved anywhere else. So could be beneficial, depending on what, to increase your sales and help us, mutually beneficial relationship.
Most of Most of my customers, we've been using Farm Credit and mm-hmm. Ag Direct out of Omaha. They're running 4.1 on their interest rates.
Oh, okay.
On a five year note for.
What was the interest? You said the interest rate was 1?
4.1.
Oh, 4.1. Okay.
For 5 years, but they only take the best.
Uh huh.
A lot of the rest of them are going through the manufacturers that have their captive finance companies.
Uh huh.
And basically, all they're doing on those more risky loans, you know, if I'm even going to do business with those people, is they're just bumping the rates up.
Uh huh.
So
yeah.
At this time, I probably have all the financing options that I need.
Okay, okay. That makes sense. Okay. Yeah, because
right.
We do also, like, in the low to mid-single digits for our customers. But, yeah, if you don't want to work with those people, I can understand that. But it wouldn't really be on you, right? It's on
no.
the customer.
No, everything that I write is non-recourse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just that. You know, those people that have a hard time getting financing, you know, I don't particularly need to do business with those people anyway.
Okay, okay.
Because when they, you know, when they buy small items and that aren't financed in it, I kind of gotten used to getting paid over the years.
Yeah, definitely.
I just kind of stopped doing business with those real risky guys. I just don't need the grief.
Yeah, I mean, I guess my only question is, so you guys are kind of like, you're sacrificing sales, and because you wouldn't have the grief, right? I would have the grief because if I finance the equipment for them and they're not.
Well, I understand that. Yes. Yeah, you have the grief if you finance it and they don't pay.
Mm-hmm.
Except for the fact that when I sell something to them, you know, basically I'm the only place they can go for most of this equipment to get repairs and that on it.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
Okay, so if I sell it to them. And then they bring it back in here, and they want me to repair it, and they don't have any money, then I don't get paid.
Oh, but wouldn't you, you don't ask that beforehand?
Pardon me?
You guys don't, is it not payment beforehand, or is payment after?
Oh, we're pretty much everything is payment afterwards, because we, you know, on repairs and that, you never know what it is until you're done. Taking your car in to have the brakes put in it, and the front end aligned, and... Because, you know, and then until he gets done putting all the stuff on it that he has to put on it in order to make it
work again. Okay.
You don't know if the bill is going to be $100 or $500.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I get you. So it's not really the short term that you're worried about. It's not you're worried about the financing. You're worried about when they come back to you and they need
right.
it fixed. And then now all of a sudden they have your product.
Yeah.
And you're
in 40,
you're
some, in 40 some years we've tried to weed all those people out of our place of business.
Oh, smart.
We don't, you know, I'm too old to put up with that kind of grief. Someone bouncing a check. I don't need that.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
We have so very, very little, you know, because it's pretty much a captive group of people that we do business. We just don't do business with the average,
mm-hmm.
the average Joe that walks in off the street.
Yeah, no, I definitely understand
that. Yeah, we sell farm equipment and we sell capital goods. So
mm-hmm.
consumer goods are, you know, that's where they could take it any place to get it fixed, and my guys can't, you know, a lot of times can't do that.
Yeah, no, it's so specialized.
Okay.
Okay, well, thanks so much. I mean, it's been good talking to you and learning a little bit more about your business.
Thank you.
Hope everything continues to work well.
Very good, thanks.
All right, have a good
Bye.
One. Bye.